Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next 30 minutes through this wonderful journey. This morning meditation is a great way to start your week and definitely to start every day. Now, each week we're going to have a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then we're going to move into a place of creating the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So without any further ado, this week's focus is moving into God perspective. And if you would please make sure that you are sitting comfortably, that your back is straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. Now take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale nice and easily. And again, inhale all the way from the tips of your toes up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, releasing the breath easily, naturally. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. This tree trunk is very strong. You are one with it, and it is so mighty that it goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the earth, and all the way to the center core of the earth, where the roots of this tree trunk are embedded. The tree trunk is one with the earth, and you are one with it. Now imagine surrounding you is a large bubble. This is also known as your aura bubble. Your aura is an electromagnetic energy field that contains all of the wonderful energy and consciousness of your mind as well as your heart. And see this aura bubble about 18 inches from your body all the way around you. So adjust this aura bubble so that it's no more than 18 inches around you, and it has a nice eggshell stiffness or eggshell consistency to the edge of it, and that the edge is a beautiful pearlescent golden light. And now imagine outside of your aura bubble, about 3 feet in front of you, is a giant violet flaming wall. And this wall is burning from the ground up. A large, giant flaming wall. This wall acts as a purifier. It will also receive and accept all the energy that you're ready to give it. And continue to breathe nice, deep, and easy breaths. And with every exhale, I'd like for you to intend, see, know that you are breathing through the chakra that we're working on in order to clear energy from the chakra. Now your chakras are energy centers like little wheels that actually work to balance your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. They provide information, and it's easy for that information to become mixed with information from other places, other sources, other people, that is not necessarily always for your best and highest good at this time. So this is what we're going to begin to clear. And as you take a deep breath from the tips of your toes, going all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, I want you to release the energy through your first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine, right at your tailbone. And as you continue to take these nice, deep, and easy breaths, release any energy from this chakra that keeps you from living the lifestyle you desire, that may block you in the way of earning the income you'd like to earn, having the job or career that you've been seeking. Maybe your health has been compromised in some way. Whatever is in reference to your lifestyle, your way of life, and being able to live optimally the way that you desire, whatever might be standing in the way, whether it's belief systems from other people, whether it's experiences you've had, whether it's things you've been told or heard, just let it go as you breathe through that chakra and know that the violet flaming wall is accepting this energy completely and totally. In fact, it's almost, the flame is almost like a suction or a vacuum where as you bring this to the surface, it will receive it and take it from you. And as you continue to breathe, put your focus on your second chakra, which is located 2 inches below your belly button. 2 inches below your belly button. And this particular chakra, you'll want to clear any energy from sexuality. If anyone has thought of you in a sexual way, considered you to be sexual in some form or fashion, any energies from the past where you may have had experiences of molestation or rape, any energy that in any way has caused sexual energy to be placed in your space, whether it's been a partner or a one-night stand or anything in between, just let go of that energy so you can have this chakra for yourself. The sexual energy is also an energy that runs through your entire life force or chi that actually brings about high, powerful, creative energy. So you'll want to make sure that it's clear. And release any emotional energy through this chakra as well. Let it go into the violet flame, and any form of fear or feelings that are associated with the emotion of fear, let it go. Grief, depression, anger, frustration, overwhelm, whatever it might be, jealousy, all of these feelings are connected to the emotion of fear, and let all of those go, and anything else that comes up, grief, just let it go. Very good. And put your attention on your third chakra, located behind your stomach. And this chakra, you'll want to release any energies that may have any type of control over you. Any habit patterns you might have, any OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder type of energies, where someone is attempting or always trying to control you, be it a family member, a person you work with, a friend, let that go. Let go of your wanting to control others as well. Let go of any addictions that you may have, no matter what those addictions are. Just let it go into that violet flame as you exhale out through the third chakra. And the violet flame receives it openly, easily, and completely purifies that energy. And put your attention on your fourth chakra, which is behind your heart. That chakra is a chakra that actually allows you to love completely, unconditionally, and divinely yourself, others, and all energy that is around you. So if you have any lack of forgiveness for yourself or for others, this is a great place for you to just breathe, exhale, and release any blockages, release any unwillingness to be forgiving. Let go of what you may think someone has done to you. Let go of whatever expectations you've had of yourself, and now you are beating yourself up because of it. Allow yourself to really move into a place of absolute 100% unconditional divine love for yourself and for others. Very good. And put your attention on your fifth chakra, which is located at the base of your throat. This chakra is all about communication and creativity. So as you exhale through this chakra, release the energy that would block you from speaking your truth. Maybe if you've been held back or muffled in some way, you can let go of that energy. Allow yourself to also learn and to realize that if you feel you said too much and that's been plaguing you a little bit, go ahead and exhale through the fifth chakra and let go of that energy that says you've shared too much, you've said too much, it leaves you too vulnerable. Let that go. Let go of all the energy that would block you and stop you from being able to hear, to listen to what others are saying. To listen even to the guidance from your spirit guides, from your ancestors, from divine source. And if you believe that you are not a creative being, this is also the place, this is the time to let go of any notions of your lack of creativity. For indeed, you are a very creative being. The way in which you create may be different from how someone else does, but you are creative. So let go of what might block you from truly creating the types of things that you desire to experience in your life. And put your attention on your sixth chakra, which is located in the center of your head, also known as the third eye. And allow yourself to breathe through that area and release the energy that would keep you from seeing all energy as perfect just the way it is. And this is the chakra we'll be focusing on for this week. So nice, deep, and easy breath through that chakra. And as the energy comes up that you're ready to let go of in this moment, the violet flame receives it and purifies it. And put your focus now on your seventh chakra. And that's located at the top of your head, also known as the crown chakra. And as you exhale out through that chakra, release all the energy that would keep you in a place of doubt or uncertainty. For you do know what you know. When you allow yourself to completely trust what it is that you know, you are able to more easily flow through the challenges and through the circumstances that come up in every day. So let go of any energy that would stop you from completely trusting what you know, that would keep you in a place of uncertainty. Release doubt. Let go of the overactive analyzer, rationalizer, intellectualizer. All of that energy has its wonderful place. But when it's overactive, it may keep you from simply knowing what you know in the best way. Very good. And now just let go of any additional energy that may be in your aura bubble that has come up through the chakras and has not completely left the space of your aura bubble. Just let that go as you take a few more deep breaths and allow the violet flame to receive it, to suck it or take it from you. From the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. And now I'd like you to put your attention on your sixth chakra. Put your attention at your sixth chakra. This is the chakra that's located in the center of your head, also known as the third eye. And as I describe this chakra in further detail, just continue to breathe by inhaling and exhaling through this chakra to clear all the energy from there into the violet flame. As I speak, whatever energy comes to your mind that you hear, that you feel, that you see, which is indicative to this chakra, let it go, and the violet flame will take it. This is the chakra where energy is, where you're able to discern energy, rather. You're able to know the truth from a lie and everything. It's a chakra that governs your perspective. Your perspective is also a form of judgment. So right now, as you breathe through this chakra, I'd like for you to release those people, any objects, experiences, things that you have had judgment about. Keep in mind, there's no such thing as positive or negative. It is whatever judgment you have had in reference to a person or persons, places, things, experiences. Let that judgment go into the violet flame. Release how you judge yourself, your family, your friends, coworkers and those you've met for the first time. Release any incidences or situations or circumstances. Let go of any experiences you've had recently, maybe even from yesterday, a few days ago or weeks ago, where you judged what was right or wrong with it. What was the problem with it? Let it go. Why was it great? Let it go. It doesn't matter how you judged it, just that you did. And if what you are experiencing in this moment are no images, sounds, feelings, intend that you are letting go as much as you can at this moment in time of the energy of judgment. This chakra also deals with how you discern all forms of energy. Most of the time in our discernment, it's done with criticism, which is where judgment comes into play. So right now, begin to clear all forms of energy that you have criticized. Release the critical energy. If you've been critical of a person, people, places, things, incidences, experiences, whatever you have encountered, any and all forms of criticism, let it go. If you have been critical about it, whether very critical or maybe not as critical, just let it go. If you have an overall critical nature where you look for the right or wrong in everything based on what you think it should be, let it go. Fully release all of your notions, misconceptions, and conceptions about how life is, the way it should or shouldn't be lived, how others should or shouldn't behave, and any other forms of personal righteousness that keep you stuck in judgment, criticism, unneutral perspective. Remember to breathe from the tips of your toes, through your spine, to the top of your head, and exhale easily, effortlessly. Allow everything that's coming up right now to go into the violet flame. A complaining nature is often due to misperception and judgment. So let go of any and all complaining energy in your space as well. Now is the time to let go and let God perspective take over. God perspective is that all things are perfect, exactly the way they are. Every energy has its own specific purpose, and whether you know or understand what that purpose is or isn't has nothing to do with its perfect form, its perfect expression, its perfect interaction with other energies. Knowing that every energy is perfect can help you move out of judgment and criticism into real discernment of what that energy form is. knowing that every energy has its purpose can help you move out of the complaining nature that keeps you stuck from seeing its true purpose, its true sense of perfection. The sixth chakra is also the area where you see spirit clearly, the true spirit essence in others, as well as disincarnate spirits, such as your angels, spirit guide, and ancestors who have passed on. And when you see the real spirit essence, it's easier to become aware that energy in all forms is not a matter of judgment, criticism, or complaint, but truly beautiful and awesome as it is. And it's all there to serve you in one form or another. So now is the time to begin opening your sixth chakra to see what essence energy looks like. Put your attention now on the violet flame. From the top of your forehead, between the sixth chakra and the seventh chakra, located at the top of your head, between these chakras, imagine a luminescent golden light shining from that place of your forehead over to and on the violet flame, like a giant flashlight. Like the light of a lighthouse. The light may start out as a pinhole of light, and as you continue to see it, feel it, know it's expanding and getting larger as the rays from this light begin to shine very, very brightly like that flashlight over to the violet flame. So what you're going to see in front of you is the violet flame with a huge area that is glowing a great luminescent golden light. Now look deeper into that light. Begin to pay attention to the essence of what lies within that light. Notice a spinning wheel, like one of those paper wheels on a stick that the kids hold and watch as it spins with the wind. This spinning wheel has multiple colors in it: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and purple. And see this in as much detail as possible. Now let it fade into the light and begin to see a person you have had judgment about in that light. Doesn't matter who it is or what part of that person has played in your life. Just see her or him in as much detail as possible. And now see beyond the person as if looking right through them. What lies deeper within that person? What does the spirit of that individual look like? how does the spirit essence of that person show up to you? Continue to breathe. Don't hold your breath. And allow that person to fade into the light. And begin to imagine the latest incident or situation, circumstance or experience that you had where there was judgment or criticism. Allow that to appear in the light. And just allow any additional judgment and criticism to be cleared from this situation. Release your judgment and criticism from this experience to be cleared into the flame. And as it's being cleared, really see this experience very clearly as you can at this point in time. Go a bit deeper into the essence of this energy. What does the truth of it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What do you know it is? Why was it formed to be as it was? What was it teaching you? What did you need to know from it? Allow yourself to simply discern the real essence of that situation. And become aware that there is no right or wrong about it. There is no correct or incorrect, better or worse than energy around it. It truly could never compare to anything else. Continuing to breathe nice, deep, and easy breaths. Letting it go. Seeing the true essence, and letting it fade into the violet flame. Now imagine the desire of your heart is in the middle of the shining light in the violet flame. As you see it in full detail, what does the essence of your desire appear to be? Is the essence of this desire born from fear, greed, or neediness? Or is the essence that of passion, joy, and love? Discerning the energy of your desire helps you to also discern whether it's fully what you desire, and if the desire will come to pass in the form you see it in now. There's no judgment around it. Simply, is this your desire? Really connect with that. If it's not, you can change your desire right now to what really lies in your heart. If it is your desire, or if you see your true desire right now, you can strengthen it by keeping your focus on it. Don't take your eyes or focus off of what you truly desire. And from the energy you have discerned is the energy from which you create with. Continue to see its essence and form. Stay with it. Right now, in this moment, in detail, continue to focus your attention as much as you can. If there are any other thoughts, images, feelings, sensations that come up, just allow them to go into the violet flame. Pay no attention. Stay focused on your desire. And continue to breathe, inhale and exhale, nice, deep, easy breaths. Fully connecting with it, staying with it consistently. As you simply breathe and know this is what you desire, this is what you create. And let it now fade into the violet flame where it is purified. And you can do this exercise every day, several times a day, for at least 30 seconds of uninterrupted focus, just as you did now. This is what will help you manifest this particular heart's desire. And refocus your attention now on your sixth chakra. And see it as a beautiful indigo, that blue-purple ink color vibration. And when you're ready, surround yourself with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun, huge, magnificent, opalescent, gorgeous golden sun, and absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. And I'd like to thank you for joining me on the Morning Miracle Meditation. To find out more about me and Center of Light Miracles, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org. And until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.